breakfast.
Yeah. Why are you sad?
Same old shit. You know the deal.
Okay. All right.
You know the deal. You walk in the fire, you get fired.
She's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
It's brutal.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
How was Charleston?
The club is great.
Which one was it?
Wits End. It's a tiny little club.
Oh, I know Wits End. Did I do Wits End? Wits End? Did I do Wits End?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Fuck.
But it's fun. I feel like if you did Wits End, they would have had you on the wall. And you were not on the wall. You know? You're kind of a big deal, Jordan.
I better not have done Wits End.
Do it.
No, South Carolina is Dead Crow? North Carolina?
North Carolina is Dead Crow.
South Carolina is Wits End?
Well, yes, 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 yes. Yeah, it was fun. The crowd was great. I did my first ghost tour.
What's that?
Very fun. It was fine. I've always wanted to do a ghost tour. You know that you go
A ghost tour.
Yeah. So I went on a ghost tour.
Oh, scary place to do it.
I mean,
South.
I had to do it.
Did you film it?
No. I just wanted to learn.
So you went. Oh. Yeah. You were outside the houses.
Yeah, and then I booked this thing. I paid $300 for this
Holy
ghost tour.
Holy motherfucker.
I know. I was literally, this is my third city I've tried to do a ghost tour in.
Creepy people will pay so much money. Yeah. Like little spooky bitches and horror people will really shell out.
Absolutely.
To get scared.
And I was like.
It's a high commodity.
I was thrilled. It was just me and my opener. And I had this schedule.
Jill?
No, it was Jack Snodgrass.
I don't know Jack Snodgrass, but love the name.
It's a great name.
Snodgrass?
Snodgrass.
He needs to go on the road with Jack Comstock.
I mean,
Jack Comstock and Snodgrass. Jack and Jack Comstock and Snodgrass. Get them together. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's based out of Nashville, so whenever I do the South, he just kind of comes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Were you
he's
scared?
Great. He's great. What's that?
Were you scared?
No, because I get there and I was like, I'm so excited. I've always wanted to do a ghost tour, and they're like, well, this isn't a ghost tour. And I was like, what?
What was it?
It was like a learning tour. And so then she was like, but I know some ghost stories. I'll sprinkle them in. And I was like, okay, cool.
What did it say it was on the website?
I booked it wrong. I did everything wrong.
There was a ghost tour and then a normal tour?
Yeah.
You and took a historical tour.
Yeah. I thought it was a ghost tour.
Was there a horse-drawn buggy?
No. No, it was just me and some pregnant woman just walking around.
Yeah. Oh, God.
During the broad, in the middle of the day. I was like, what a great way to see the city. But also, this is lame.
Damn.
It's kind of a bummer. Yeah. And then she also like had some gripes about the city, and so she would let that in, and like,
just hormonal pregnant woman being like, "This place, fucking small portions."
Yeah. Never would bring up slavery. No one brought it up.
Oh, that's quite odd.
It's so weird.
Yeah, that's very, very
yeah.
Weird.
We're literally in a market where they have above is like the slave museum, like a slavery museum.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, what's up there?" Knowing full well that it was a slavery museum, and she goes, "Oh, it's it's a Confederate museum." Like, wouldn't even say the word. It was weird.
Maybe they're not allowed. Maybe
I don't think
like
they're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she didn't seem like, a denier.
Yeah.
Or, you know?
A slave denier?
Yeah, could you imagine?
A pregnant slave denier is so funny. What a good character.
Yeah.
So they can't say it.
So I guess.
Because it brings shame upon their city.
I think so.
And they want to boost the city. They want people
so.
In there.
Yeah, it was weird, and I knew what it was, and I asked, and she was, they just have like a lot of Confederate memorabilia, and I was like,
that sounds worse.
Yeah,
like a slave museum is about the atrocities of slavery. A
yes.
Confederate museum is like being like white power.
Yeah,
don't,
yeah.
Don't clip that.
No, yeah, please don't take that out of context.
Don't clip me saying white power.
It was weird though.
Should we wear sunglasses?
Yeah,
these
go ahead,
nice.
Put them on.
Are these Ray-Bans?
Yeah, I just got them fixed. They're old. And then
are they old?
They're old, yeah. And I sat on them. And then Jill told me about Muscat. You can just bring any glasses in there and they'll fix them for free.
You Maltasanti'd them?
What does that mean?
Christopher Maltasanti from Sopranos when he sits on the dog when he's on heroin.
Oh.
Did you not watch Sopranos?
No. I don't care. I
you need to watch all of the Sopranos.
I don't need to do anything.
You gotta do it.
I'm not gonna do it. Okay,
you watch
it's
Sopranos.
Just a bunch of guys with daddy issues.
Yeah, that's true.
They're just a gobble ghoul.
Yeah.
Why is it
but
so?
But it resonates. It resonates. Like he eats so much meat that he has a panic attack. That resonates. That resonates.
I get that. Yeah.
And your special is called Prosciutto Rose.
Yeah. He loves Look prosciutto. At you. Wow. You really tied it in.
Tied
Jordan.
It in.
She's a good friend.
Go watch Prosciutto Rose on YouTube.
Please God, no one will.
Is it not doing well?
I have no idea.
It's doing fine. It's doing great. I haven't checked.
Okay, great.
But well, I'm sure it's doing great.
The problem is I released it the day after the Knicks won and the day the World Cup started. So truly, everybody is watching something else.
That always happens.
Yeah. So what are
you
doing?
My special came out when Charlie Kirk died.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's on brand. You know?
Yeah.
You're kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I was also getting canceled at the time, so Charlie Kirk dying really deviated people's... perception.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not thank God.
I saw that fucking bitch at the cellar last night that you said was talking shit. Fucking bitch.
Oh, really?
Stupid.
Oh, that got you, honey.
Fucking
got you, honey.
Bitch. When I got canceled for saying TRANNY, which I didn't know you weren't allowed to say, I was referring to the word. I was not referring to somebody. I was not calling somebody that. I was referring to the word. Like the way that you would refer to the word Jew. See how I can say the word Jew?
Don't clip this.
It was at the N-word level, and I got canceled online. And I guess while I was on the road, everybody was taking swings at me, and Caitlin was fucking bam, 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 bam.
I'll bite for you, baby. All right?
You're a great friend.
But also, it's like, don't... What? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we don't have to do that.
I mean,
it's like, do you not know who I am?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know what...
It's
why
crazy.
Are you doing this?
It's crazy.
But we figured it out. We got it.
So, how tickets are way better since...
Way better.
Really? It's nice.
Yeah. I also realized how much clubs are really fucking you.
What?
When you can't sell tickets, they're really fucking you. And then when you do sell tickets, it's like hitting the lottery. When you can finally sell tickets, to me it feels
you mean
like
the guarantee?
A... Yeah, the switch.
Yeah.
You know, you're
it's
basically
crazy.
Putting in, you're losing money for so long, and then something hits, and then now you're making a lot of money. And by a lot of money, I mean it's not, I mean, I'm not fucking Bill Burr, you know, but.
There was one club owner that I had a guarantee going and no door deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I sold really, because I had just kind of like gotten a pop.
Mm-hmm.
So I sold super well.
Mm-hmm.
This was Comedy Works. Great club.
Denver.
I'll be there.
There
in
we go.
August.
Good.
Because I'm not really doing clubs right now, but I love that club so much that I'm coming there.
Yeah.
And because they did this, so I owe them. So I sold so well, and they were like, you deserve way more than the guarantee, and they gave me like $8,000 extra or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's why she's coming back.
Yeah.
That's
why I'm coming back and not doing the Paramount. Yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely. That's so nice. Also, that club is awesome.
And they were like, we made so much on you because you sold this out this weekend. It's so fucked up for us to give you the $1,200 or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which was really nice. But a lot of clubs are banking on that. They're banking on...
Yeah, and there's a lot of times they banked on that and did not get what they wanted with me.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're like, oh, she's doing the Tonight Show? Surely she'll
after
this. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm a slow burn.
Yeah. So now it's selling well. You have door deals.
Yeah.
Great.
And it's a big difference. And it's...
Are they all black people?
What do you mean? Coming to the show?
Yeah, because funny AF.
No, it's a big mix.
Really?
Especially age-wise. Like, it's young and...
Don't you love having some old people?
It's awesome.
It's the best.
It's the best,
they
and
come
they're
the
excited.
Meet and greets, they're so nice.
They're so nice,
like,
encouraging.
I just love the stuff you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're like, thanks. And they're like, I really just got to say, women have come a long way. When I was growing up, I never would have been able to talk about that stuff. And let me tell you, there was a couple times I had to close my ears and eyes. But boy, howdy, am I happy you're out here talking. And I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
Can I come home with you?
It's really great. They're like, your mom should be so proud of you.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's really great. Yeah.
It's the best. Me and Jake had this old Southern couple that was like so well dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Like she had like this pink debutante dress on and he had this like white suit, and they came up and they were like, we just want you to know you really should be so proud of yourself. We've seen how you climbed and you really have come a long way. And me and Jake were like both like tearing up.
Yeah.
And I was like, shut up. And he was like, you shut up.
It's true. They're more willing to give you like the
because they're going to die.
Yeah.
Death, if we are reminded of death at all times, we do not have to be such fucking petulant children.
I know.
It's crazy. We have to remember death is imminent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be
this,
nice.
In Sacramento, this couple came up to me. We've been following you. We're so happy for your success. And this is great. And, you know, it's just really, you know, we just see the work that you put in. And you're like,
yeah.
Can you be my mom?
You know, so nice. Do you have the women trying to have sex with you?
Women?
Yeah.
The women and the men. The men are...
I get zero men trying to have sex
with me. Oh, really?
150 women.
Oh, really? Yeah,
we'll be like, I don't want a picture. I just want to say hi. And then they just stand next to me and they're like, so you're sure you're not gay?
Oh, God.
And I'm like, I only talked about it for 15 minutes.
I know.
But maybe you'll be the one.
Yeah, this is crazy. I got thin and now no one thinks I'm gay. And I got... Every once in a blue moon.
That's not the thinness. That's the way you dress.
I think so. But now I'm more confident in wearing dressing this way because I lost the weight.
Your hair was in a thick braid constantly. You had exclusively t-shirts and flannels.
Because I was hiding.
I know.
I was ashamed of my body. That's why I post thirst traps all the time. It's like, remember when you were sad about your body?
Thirst traps.
And now you're not, so put it online.
It's so nice.
Well, sometimes it's like, I also feel huge. Today I feel huge. I'm having a big fat day.
Oh,
like,
really?
I feel like but I'm still wearing the same clothes.
Yeah.
You know, so I know that I'm not.
Yeah.
But then I take a picture of myself in the mirror and then I see that I'm not. And then I go, oh, no, nothing's changed. You're fine. You're not. You're just feeling fat, but you're not.
Yeah. Mine is not all predicated even fat, on the pictures that come up while I'm on stage. If I get a bad picture on stage, I spin the fuck out.
Really?
Yeah. But I also stopped eating sugar and now
you look fantastic.
Yeah, it just stays
your
the same.
Your skin
now.
Is great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm very sad.
I know. I know. If you see, if I have a six pack, I am depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, something's wrong.
I really want to learn Italian. My family is half Italian. I really like going to Rome, but you always feel like an idiot when you don't speak any Italian, especially in Italy. When you don't speak the language, especially in Italy, they make you feel really stupid. I guess French is probably worse, but Italy also does it. I have Babbel downloaded. I'm going to learn it. I'm going to do it. I have been doing it a little bit and I like it. If you're traveling this summer, here's the real travel hack. Don't wait until you land to start learning the language. Instead, try Babbel. Even just 10 minutes a day with Babbel can help you start having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Instead of memorizing random vocab, you're learning phrases you'd use ordering dinner, asking for directions. What I like about Babbel is it's built for real life, okay? You can use this. You go, no vocab lists, no verb charts, but real conversation practice. Lessons are quick, practical, and built by more than 200 language experts. They have an interactive dialogue, personalized interviews, even podcasts, all designated to have you speaking quickly and confidently. Unlike cramming before a trip, Babbel fits you into your actual schedule, coffee break, commute, or a few minutes before bed. Babbel's award-winning app has sold over 25 million subscriptions and is backed by a 14-day money-back guarantee. So if you're going to Italy, I'm going to Italy. I'm 100% Italian now with the spray tan. So I'm going. I got it downloaded. If you want to download it, you download it. And now is the time because you can actually use what you learn on your trip. Right now, go to Babbel. Right now, Babbel is offering listeners up to 60% off. Go to babbel.com/ripjordan. Babbel.com/ripjordan for up to 60% off. Rules and restrictions may apply. I was really scared when I was watching you because, like, I was watching Funny AF.
Okay.
And we were at the same. Also, your last set.
Yeah.
On Funny AF.
Mm-hmm.
I performed in that venue.
Yeah.
That was my, like, one Netflix thing.
Oh, yeah.
It is so sick.
It's so cool.
It's so cool.
It's a great theater.
I forgot what it's called.
I don't know, but it has all that drippy goth
drippy
stuff.
Goth.
Oh,
drippy goth.
I love a drippy goth.
It was so sick.
And it also made no sense to be there and then you walk outside and you're like, ugh, corporate downtown?
Yeah.
Kind of a bummer.
It was so sick.
Yeah.
But Peter Avella was like, shout out, was like, she's about to go on. So I mm-hmm. could just go on Netflix.
Yeah.
But I was in LA, just mm-hmm. like feet from you.
Yeah.
In my Airbnb.
Yeah.
And I'm watching and I was like, this is live.
Yeah.
And the only thing I've ever said ever is that the one thing I don't think I could do is live.
Really?
Like how Joe Rogan did the live special or mm-hmm. or Chris Rock did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
What if I yell the N-word? What if I throw that chair at somebody's face? What mm-hmm. if I rip the baby out of the woman's mm-hmm. womb? And
yeah.
Fuck it.
And then eat the placenta.
Yeah.
Have it ripped from your face.
Yeah. But you went on live.
Yeah. If you don't think about it, like if you just pretend, oh, this is just like doing Fallon or this is just like doing Corden, like it's going to be fine. Like I truly wouldn't let myself think about it.
That it was live.
because
how do you do that? How do you do that?
Beta blockers.
Oh, you took a beta blocker.
I took a beta blocker.
Okay, so here's the thing about beta blockers. Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't get the rash thing. I always get the rash thing when I'm nervous.
Yeah.
You can see it on all my late nights. Just halfway through, the big red creeps up and takes over my fucking face.
Yeah.
But you take the beta blocker, no red.
Amazing.
But you're still nervous and anxious. But it's just, you don't, I'm now not thinking, oh my God, I'm turning red. Oh my God, I'm doing this. You know, I can actually focus on my set because I'm not thinking about.
Does your heart still race?
Yeah. And your heart still race and you still, but I didn't shake. I usually shake.
Shaking sucks because you see the microphone come up and you're like, you are looking at your own body being nervous.
And they feel the fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, they feel, and then you're like, they all think I'm nervous, so then you're not present.
But even them not seeing it, like even if I can convince myself, like they really can't see the shake, which is pretty true.
Yeah.
I see it and I'm like, oh, she's scared, I'm scared.
You know what I mean? Get nervous, she's nervous, don't be nervous, come on, why are you nervous? What are you, a pussy? You're a
what is it, live?
Yeah. We found out it was like 40 million people watched.
No, see, that's not okay. That's crazy. I would have done something bad. I would have laid down. I would have planked. I would have parkoured. I would have jumped off the stage. I mean, I'm just so worried that I would have just gone like, and just said a really horrible thing.
Well, they told us from the beginning, they were like, do I have crazy hair? Anyway.
No.
They told us from the beginning that one of them would be live, like the finale would be live. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to save the joke that I'm most comfortable telling, which is my waxy joke. I'm going to save that until the end because I say it all the time. I say it every day at the fucking cellar.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to save that for the end and I'll be the most comfortable
great
I've ever been. And then thank you so much.
It's such a good joke.
Thank you so much.
It's so real.
Ugh, I know. Anyway, I still love saying it. And then now I say it live, even though they've seen it already. I'll do it at shows and they get excited.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of cute.
It's like playing the hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, and it's the only, pretty much the only one that I still do.
Yeah.
From my old special.
But it's for them.
But it's for them.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole second half to it. And then
we got more.
And I was just like, that's never happened to me before. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was so nice.
Yeah, that's the best.
It was wild. But
so they said, you're going to do live. You saved all the best things. I can't take the beta blocker because I have bradycardia.
What's that?
That
sounds scary.
Yeah, bradycardia is, it's so funny. It's like your heart rate gets super slow.
Oh.
You know I'm so sleepy all the time?
Sometimes.
That's because my heart beats really slowly.
Okay.
And sometimes it gets a little too slow.
Okay.
And then I get really sleepy.
Yeah.
And then I have to go to the doctor because I'm really sleepy. And the doctor goes, the amount of times they've checked my heart rate and been like, oh, it must just not be, they'll check it and they'll be like, it's 40. And they'll be like, oh, we must just be missing a one. Like,
it can't be 40. Oh, it can't be 40. She'd be dead.
Yeah. So my heart rate gets too low, and beta blockers bring your heart rate lower.
Yeah.
So they're worried, or I'm worried that it would bring it too low.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's skip that.
My mom, every time, they're like, 40 beats per minute is normal for an athlete. And my mom, every time we're at the hospital, will be like, she's not an athlete. They'll be like, are you doing a lot of exercise? And I'll be like, oh, I got a yoga couple. And she's like, no, she's not.
That's so rude.
I know.
That's so rude. But you're an athlete? You work out?
Yeah, but not. She just wants to make it abundantly clear. That's not why the heart rate is that low.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
it's
not.
She thinks she's helping?
She thinks she's helping, but she's also like, false.
Yeah, don't. Really just breaking your heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really want to take, Jake started taking beta blockers and loves them. Because I was like, can you bring a beta blocker to Montreal?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was having like a little bit of PTSD from New Faces.
Yeah.
And it was so weird, dude.
Mm-hmm.
The show was so amazing. And then I was in the party tent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was seeing myself as baby little New Face Unwrapped.
Yeah.
Coming up to, like, I remember like going up to Graham K. I remember going up to like, Schultz. I remember like going up to people and being like, I just really see you. And then people were doing that to me in the same place. And I was like, this is so fucking weird. And I was like, I hate when I don't hate it. It was nice. It was like nice to see my growth. But it was also just like a direct, it's like watching your niece grow up where you're just like, I'm seeing it time.
Yeah.
So clearly.
Yeah.
It was really, really crazy.
I had that when I went to the store. I went to the store this past weekend. Not actually, I don't even know. Maybe 2 weeks ago. I don't fucking know. I've been on the road for 3 weeks straight.
Yeah. Have you been away 3 weeks straight?
Away for three full weeks.
I've been away for 10 days.
I hate it. I can't do
Why?
It.
Why? What were you doing weekends?
I went
Wednesday?
To Denver and then promo for Prosciutto Rose in LA and then some Sacramento and then visiting family, Charleston, finally home. So it was like 3 full weeks gone and it was awful. I don't like that. But in the middle, I went to LA and I got to do my first main room spot at the store.
Fun.
And I was so excited and I found myself walking up to the store not knowing where to go. And I was like, and it made me think of when I shot Funny AF and I was so nervous and terrified. And it was like the, you know, deciding what the top 10 were or whatever. And we were all day shooting, we're doing promo and everything like that. And it was just like
in LA, yeah.
Being so stressed the whole day. And I walked up to the thing and I was like, and it was just like really, and then standing behind the curtain, I started shaking.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's just a spot. It's just a spot. I know. You're just doing a spot. It's
so
not real.
Weird. I always get super nervous at the store.
Yeah.
Really fucking nervous. Yeah, because I'm worried that they're being like, this New York bitch thinks she's good. She ain't so good. You know
I mean?
They're
thinking that everywhere.
Yeah. I don't know why. Every time I'm at the store, I get the shakies.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh.
I think I'm just like, this is not, it's so unfamiliar. Like the people are so different than the people at the cellar.
Yeah.
And I am worried that people are watching and being like, she's not actually not that hot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm so manic that when I'm at the store, I really feel like people are way more like, yeesh, than at the cellar where people are like New York and they like just got jerked off onto. So they're like, yeah.
That's a little more rapid fire in New York. And in LA, they're like, no, we took an Uber
they're
here.
They're like, calm down.
Yeah. Take an edible.
Like, I can't.
I have a slow heart.
I'm scared.
Stop it. No, LA. And then it's like, also, I feel like in LA, the famous people are more famous.
Yeah.
Like in New York, everyone's still just a comic.
Yeah.
But in LA, it's like, no, it's like the show I did was with Whitney Cummings and Marc Maron and David Spade.
Yeah.
And we were all just in the back in the green room and I'm sitting there like, what the hell? That's you know, it's like, and then David Spade was talking about Tommy Boy and I almost freaked out.
Oh my God, that's your favorite movie.
It's my favorite movie.
It's your favorite movie.
He was talking, but I didn't, of course, didn't tell him. But, you know, I didn't say, this is my favorite movie.
It's everybody's.
I know. It's heard it a million times, but I was
it is the best movie.
It's so great.
Although, Black Sheep, The Fall, is that in Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
The Fall is in Tommy Boy?
No. Black Sheep, The Fall.
Yeah.
Falling is in Black
Falling
Sheep.
Falling in Forever? So fun.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
People think that don't like that movie, but I think it's underrated.
I like Black Sheep.
It's good.
I like Black Sheep.
Tommy Boy's
Kill
so
Whitey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
Okay, so you did it. You feel better. But the live thing is really crazy. It was really intense. I was so proud of you, and you did so well.
Thank you.
It was so intense.
I was like, I honestly couldn't believe that they, it was Chris Rock, one of the greatest comedians of all time, Joe Rogan, who's been doing it forever, and then a bunch of just us, you know, are the only ones doing it live, trusting to do this live. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's crazy. It's like,
I don't know how, was there anybody that was like having a full meltdown about it? You don't have to say who, but
no one was really having a full meltdown. We all became very close, like the top six.
Yeah.
So, and there was a lot of hanging out and a lot of, we also didn't know how big it was going to be. You know, we were kind of getting an idea. People were recognizing us in the street. We're like, oh, cool. But we didn't know that it was like,
yeah, you were like, this might be
people.
Hack. This might be bad. This might be like a flop TV show.
Yeah, exactly.
We all thought that because we were all like, is this going to be cringe?
Yeah.
And then it was not.
It was not cringe. It was very nice.
Huge.
Yeah. It was massive. And it was like, so like, I think going into it, we were naive. We didn't realize what it was going to be. And then the finale, I think that was a quiet green room.
Really?
The finale was quiet. I had to go into the hallway and just start dancing. I was just dancing around, listening to my headphones. I texted a boy, you know,
nice.
Just, yeah, nothing happened. No, it's, you know me. I like to waste my own time.
Yeah, me too.
When it comes to men, I really like to.
Who was it?
Just this comic.
Right.
You know,
right,
it's the one that I was like, what am I doing? He's got chest hair. That's it. He's got chest hair.
Chest hair will get you.
Oh,
don't date comics. It's a nightmare.
No, I'm not going to.
You know that.
Yeah, yeah. Are you kidding?
Did you talk about breaking off the engagement? Look at your little bag. Did you talk about breaking off the engagement on the Prosciutto Rose?
No. I think I had one joke about it. I don't really talk about it that much.
Why?
I mean, I think at first I didn't write jokes about it because I was like, oh, I'm trying to be sensitive to him. And now
it's weird how much of a kind of a bitch you were when you were together.
Yeah, I was such a cuck.
You weren't like mean, but you were like high strung.
Oh, I thought you meant like a little bitch.
No. You were a little bit like, stop it!
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, well, I wasn't being honest with myself.
Yeah.
You know? I was just like
self-deceptive thing.
Yeah, and then just and then being when you're doing that, you're being mean to someone you love and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So it was like a whole mixed bag of failure. And then I was also drinking all the time.
That's true.
I was drunk all the time. I'm back to drinking now, but it's like once a week.
That's good.
Yeah. Although this is why I can't be gone for 3 weeks. Because by the end, I was so anxious and I wanted to be home and I was miserable and I was cranky. I was drinking every day. Not getting drunk.
With your family.
So with my family. And then even at the, I was like, at the end of all the shows, I want a glass of wine. And so I'm having a glass of wine at the end of the shows. Because I'm not getting drunk, but yeah. I'm like, I didn't used to do that.
The one glass a night is, yeah, that's where I always would land at. Where I'd be like, I won't get blackout, but I'll have one glass every night. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, it's just like, I become a puffer fish. Yeah. And it becomes a little lobotomy tool.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I was like, just drink to go to sleep. Have a glass of wine, go to sleep, wake up. You're one day closer to being back in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's all. I took the train home from JFK because it's literally faster than taking a car because there's so much traffic. And it's so expensive.
It's really expensive.
I have a little bit of money now. I'm spending on ghost tours. I'm not buying a fucking Uber.
You're not spending on ghost tours. You're spending on historical tours.
Still, such a bummer.
Yeah.
If there's a city that I'm coming to that you know has a good ghost tour, please tell me because I want a ghost tour. I want to be spooked
Ask
out.
Ask Taylor Tomlinson.
She does them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does ghost tours, I think, like in a lot of cities she goes to.
Yeah.
So ask her what the best one is.
Okay, great.
And she'll tell you.
Okay, good. It's done. It's happening right now.
But you can't go to haunted houses.
No, I don't want to go to a haunted house.
You want to go outside and have them be like, a woman died there.
It's also like a good way to like see a town, you know?
Yeah, I remember I was in wherever Dead Crow is.
Wilmington.
And there was just a little car going around and I just jumped on it. With a horse-drawn cart, and it gave us a historical tour, and it was awesome. But those are the best towns to do it, the little cobblestone-y.
Yeah. The sweet little...
But did you think you were signing up for the ghost tour?
I thought I was getting a ghost tour. So that was the
bummer. I don't think they do ghost tours in the day.
Well, I had to sign up special because I had a show at 8 o'clock, and I wasn't going to be able to do the ones where it's like nighttime and spooky. So I was like, that's why it costs so much, because I was like, can I schedule a special ghost tour? That's why.
Wait, so you didn't fuck up. You requested ghost tour.
I requested, and then they had the ones that they had, and then there was one, like, the rated R. There was, like, a for kids, and then it was rated R, and I was like, well, we're adults, so let's do the rated R one. And then, but that, the rated R, I didn't see, was under the historical and not
Why
ghost
was it
tour.
Rated R?
They talked about prohibition in brothels.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I was like, come on. Yeah. So who's, I mean. No.
You better. Yeah. Like you better get raped on a rated R tour. That better be R for rape.
Somebody
jump out and rape me.
I told Jack Snodgrass about that, and he was just like, what the fuck? And I was like, it's a girl thing.
About loving rape?
Like wanting to hear about rape.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a girl thing.
It's just the scariest thing ever that can happen to a woman. So
exactly. And
it.
So it's like, let me face my fears.
Mm-hmm.
I literally said, I hope it's a man. I hope it's a man tour. I hope it's like super dangerous.
Yeah. Really? Then it's a ghost tour.
Then it's a ghost tour.
Because I'm going to die.
I'm going to die. But
are you
like, this is what I paid for.
Are you hooking up with Chuckle Fucks?
No. I can't imagine.
It's so gross.
Have you done it?
No, but it's so, the idea of it is so gross.
I don't know how men do
it. Like, I went to your show. And then, men are disgusting, awful human beings. NoCD, we all know that I'm for NoCD. NoCD is a website that you can get connected with an exposure therapist if you think you have OCD, if you struggle with intrusive thoughts, if you lay in bed awake and you wonder if you said something at the party that made somebody feel fat or ugly or dumb, or maybe you said something that you shouldn't have said, you told somebody's secret and you just keep thinking about the person that you told the secret to finding out and coming into your fire escape window and killing you and stabbing you 1,000 times in the bed because you said something you shouldn't have said and you can't stop thinking about it and you're visualizing it and maybe you think about the stove too much, you should go to NoCD. CBD.com, and they will put you with an exposure therapy. Exposure therapy is something that subjects you to the fear slowly, with haste, with pace, with love and care. With love and care, you will get exposed. You will learn what it is that you're afraid of, and then you will become exposed to it. That doesn't mean you have to get stabbed. No, it doesn't mean you have to get stabbed. It just means you have to confront the fear with a trained therapist. And this is the only way, in my opinion, to reduce obsessive compulsive thoughts. Of course, medication helps. I'm all for medication. Of course, therapy helps. Sometimes talk therapy can make OCD worse, because then you're talking about it. You're giving it weight. Exposure therapists know specifically how to get rid of OCD. And OCD is a bitch and a half. I have it. It has dominated my life. I have gotten it under the control with exposure therapy. So go to nocd.com, okay? And I think use my name somehow. nocd.com/JordanJensen. That's what you're going to do. It's going to help. OCD needs ERP therapy, or exposure and response prevention. This is the world's leading OCD treatment provider, and all of their licensed therapists are specialized in ERP therapy. To learn more about OCD with therapy with NOCD, go to nocd.com and book a free call with their team. That's nocd.com. Does anyone else feel like August is the Sunday of summer? Jesus, it's the perfect time to hit reset before the autumn rush. And for me, that always starts with my wardrobe. Quince proves you don't need a crowded closet to look incredible. You just need the right pieces. Quince specializes in effortless, high-quality essentials like ultra-soft organic cotton and premium Mongolian cashmere sweaters. They're beautifully tailored, built to last, and transition seamlessly from morning meetings to dinner. Quince also has premium stretch denim starting with just $50 and the kind of perfect fit, structure, and weight you'd expect from a luxury designer brand. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for quality, not brand markup. I like Quince. I use Quince for my home goods. That is my favorite place. I use it to get my curtains. I use it to get my cooking stuff. I use it for knives. I use it to get my luggage. I use it for essentials, for tank tops, underpants, lightweight cotton bras. It is for essentials, and it is high quality. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for exclusive offers, or go to quince.com/RIP. Get free shipping on your order and 365 days return. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's quince.com/RIP.
I mean, I'm on like the apps, and people know that I do comedy, and it's not a turnoff, but it is like weird. It's not. If you're super hot, I'll
I had to get off Hinge, because apparently every single fan is on Hinge. Hinge is my guys. Hinge would be buying Jordan Jensen tickets. I should put ads on Hinge.
It's so funny. Field is the one for me.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because you're a little sex freak. Because you put nudies up.
I mean.
You get the field people. I get guys with the mustaches and the tattoos.
People believe in you. That's nice. Right. See, the guys are like, I want to use you as a whole, you know?
Yeah, but the whole
sometimes
good.
I'm like, okay.
I would love to have somebody want to use me as a whole.
I mean, it's fun until it's scary.
Yeah.
Sometimes that meet and greet line can be a little.
It does get weird.
Against the wall. Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't have that at all. I have women being weird. I have women grabbing too hard. One woman punched me so hard in the last show.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, I have to burp. And she was like, I'll get it. And punched me in the solar plexus. And I was like, oh, it was so gnarly.
Crazy.
It was so crazy. And she felt so bad. She was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, I have to clench. Like, what are you doing? It was like right in the soft spot.
Oh, no. Did you lose your breath?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, And she was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's fine. It's crazy.
No, see, I get
crazy motherfuckers.
Men. My brother-in-law noticed this. Because they saw me for the first time in like years, and he came to a show and he was like, a lot of men are in this meet and greet line, you should charge them $500 because they'll pay it.
That's true.
And I was like, I'm not what.
And they want a picture and they get close.
Yeah, hand around the waist, touch here. Some do the butt, but since I got security, no more butt.
Excuse me.
A lot of guys did the butts. Indianapolis, all over the butt. I got my ass grabbed so many. I had to request. I was like, I need security. And they were like, I was in the small room, so they wouldn't give it to me.
They were grabbing your butt.
Yeah, multiple times. Grabbing my butt. One guy in Sacramento just kept coming closer and closer, backing me up against the wall. And then the security was like, they were both sides coming in because this guy was just getting so close, shooting his shot.
That's not shooting a shot.
I mean, he had
That's
no
literally
clue.
Shooting a shot yeah. into somebody.
It was honestly the most uncomfortable I've felt in a while. I'd rather have someone grab my ass.
I would have been like, get the fuck away from me.
See, I'm not there yet. I'm still so grateful that they're there.
You got to go, yo.
Yeah, no, I can't do it
that?
Yet.
Go like this. Yo.
Yo. See, I can't even do
That's
it.
That's
I can't even do it.
That's.
Yo, thank you for coming, but also please.
Yeah. Like, oh. Like a dog.
Yeah.
Like if your dog is about to, if Coyote was about to eat food off of your counter, that's how you treat it. You go like that.
Wow.
Because that hits him. I'll be around men and Coyote will do something and I'll go, and all the men go, sorry. Like they react like dogs.
That's wild.
It's like in elevators, if she walks off with somebody, yeah. I'll be like, and they'll be like, yeah, what? And I'm like talking to the animal. it works.
See, I think I want to fuck one of your fans.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh yeah.
Because I love tattoos. You know I love a tattoo.
Yeah.
I love a reader tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your guys, but they want to fuck you.
They don't. They have sweet, sweet, sweet little blue-haired girlfriends.
Ah, damn. That's never going to be me.
I've had like a couple people like be like, W-w-w-w-w-w-w. But I can't see them as people if they're fans.
Yeah.
What you want to do is if you want to hook up, here's what you do.
Okay.
You do the meet and greet and you go, I didn't know who you were, but I came with them and you're great. That person I can
that
see.
That actually worked one time.
Yep.
That Not person at one of I my shows. See. It was Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Squirter guy. I told you about Squirter guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, I didn't know who you were, but that was awesome.
That works because yeah. then we can see you as a person. If you go, I've been following you forever, and we can't. We're like, no. Nope, if you like me, I don't like you. But if you're like, you're actually okay, I'm like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, actually. Give me an actually.
Actually.
Yeah, give me an actually.
Yeah. Yeah, if you call me mid, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Totally.
That is so true. If you're like, I didn't like that first part, but you really closed out strong. I'll
oh
fuck the
my
shit
God.
Out of you.
It's so demented. It's so demented.
Tell me how I can improve, Mr. I've never done comedy before.
Yeah. God damn, we're sick.
Yeah,
folks.
We're broken. We're broken women.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Are you working out still all the time?
Trying to. Yeah. 5-6 days a week.
Holy motherfucker. Trying.
Well, here's the thing. I was gone for I feel huge because I haven't been working out.
Oh,
and I've been drinking. I feel bloated. I feel huge, you know, but I know I'm not. So don't come at me and be like, you're being a fool. I know, but it's like, I can still feel like shit.
Yeah, totally.
So I want to.
Just don't drink and you'll feel good all the time.
I'm going to drink tonight, but that's it.
Okay. What's happening tonight?
My friend is working at my favorite bar and I'm going with Dan Davies.
You guys love that bar.
It's so good. You should come. You don't have to drink.
Don't tell me what it's called.
You don't know what it's called?
Don't tell me what it's called.
Okay. Why? Oh, right.
Yeah,
they'll show up.
You.
Although I want your fans to find me.
Yeah, hit me up.
You're
if you
hot.
Wanna, if you live in New York, you want to date Kim Bluffo, you're one of my tattooed fans.
And you have a job. Just have a job.
Just have a job.
I have a passion. That's not comedy.
Yeah, I checked out a homeless person today. I am quite sick.
No, because sometimes, I mean, they have the tattoos and sometimes they're hot. I dated a guy who lived in a van. I dated a guy who lived in a storage unit.
Storage unit?
Yeah.
Is that the same guy?
No, different guys.
Wow.
You know about storage. Oh, you might. I think we met right when I ended dating that guy.
Calf tattoo?
Tons of calves tattoos, yeah. Yeah, Max.
Yeah, Max, yeah.
Sweet guy.
Yeah.
Sweet guy. But he lived in a storage
not
unit.
Not the upskirt guy.
No, not sweet guy. Bad guy.
Crazy.
That guy, nut guy.
Upskirt photos.
Obscure photos. See, this is why we've been broken before. Okay. Yeah.
Obscure photos is crazy.
I didn't see a guy doing upstairs photos, but there is like an epidemic of guys filming women as they walk and sitting on trains and just filming them.
Yeah.
I like confronted a guy.
You did?
He was on the train. Yeah. I was like, you need to delete that right now. And I
you
just.
You said that?
Yeah. And he goes, oh. And I was like, delete it. I want to watch. Yeah.
Who was the girl?
She was just wearing a skirt. Nothing was showing. But she was sitting in between. She was wearing a dress, and she was sitting like this. And he was just filming her, waiting for her to. And so I said, "Does she know? You need to delete that right now." And I did it quietly because she doesn't know that she's being
you
filmed.
You said that.
Yeah.
What if he had been skewy?
He was a teenage kid.
You're not scared of teenagers?
This guy was a lone teenage kid, scrawny,
white.
No.
Black teen?
No. Indian.
Oh, Indian. Fuck him. Yeah. With those kids up.
I was like, You need to delete that. You need to delete that right now. Oh, I was like, delete it right now.
Good job.
Yeah.
I never would have said that.
He got off on the next stop.
I do so say I don't things know when if people have external it, Bluetooth. I go, can you fucking turn that shit
oh,
off?
You do?
Yeah.
Turn oh, that's that great. Off.
I go, the one guy, he's like, had this external Bluetooth, and he was like, playing it, and I was like, turn it off, and he was like, you don't fucking live here, and I was like yeah, but he does, and I pointed to a homeless guy and the homeless guy was trying to sleep, and he like sat up and was like, yeah, I do. I don't know. And the guy got off.
That's great.
The guy was like, this is my stop anyway. It was Broadway Lafayette. Okay. Nobody stopped.
No one stops.
Nobody
there.
Nobody stopped.
What are you trying to go to the six and go uptown?
Yeah,
get out of here.
Crazy. But yeah, that was a big day for me.
Yeah, good for you.
Or
it's hard.
There was one girl that this guy was just jerking off and slowly walking towards her. And I will admit, I waited a second because she was so lost in her phone and she was such a dumb young girl that I did kind of want to see if he made it. I was like, man, if this guy gets his penis to touch this woman, that is epic. But then I was like, hey, baby girl, come here. And she's like, what? And I was like, and she was like, oh! And the homeless guy was like, God damn it! What's wrong with you? And I was like, I can't watch you push your penis onto this woman.
See, this is why I miss New York. Yeah, it brings people together.
It does. It really does.
Because you would never talk to that yang girl, you know? But now you guys are bonded
come
forever.
Here. I was like, come here. And she was like, no.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
That would never happen in Charleston. No one's jerking off in front of anybody in Charleston.
Yeah. How do you feel about getting recognized? Is it weird sometimes?
No, I love it.
You love it?
I mean, yeah, I've been so invisible for so long.
Yeah.
That it's like, it happened just now. I just got lunch in this. What they don't prepare you for is how you have to tell people. Because they'll look at you. A lot of them will look at me and be like, how do I know you? And sometimes they just ask, how do I know you? Are you?
What if they just are looking? Then do you explain?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
But I get a lot of this. A lot of, oh, hey. And I'm like, what's up? And they're like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, bye.
Yeah.
Because when somebody comes up to me like this, oh, hey, I think I know them.
Yes.
And then I'm like, oh, I'm fucking up. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's up, bud? Nice to see you again. And they're like, no. Yeah. And then I'm bungled.
The last time that happened was in Charleston. And a guy goes, oh, hey, how's it going? And I go, hi. And he goes, how you been? I'm like, good. And I go, how do I know you? And he goes, you don't. And I was like, okay. And then I just...
It's so weird.
It's so weird. But now I'm like, now I'll just be like, how do I know you?
Just on the train, this woman goes, you do comedy. And I was like, yep. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, great. Like, Factor Meals is this advertisement. I have Factor Meals. I like them. If you're counting macros, if you're trying to stay slim and trim for summer, maybe you don't want to stay slim and trim, but you just are like me. You don't like cooking. Can't do it. Don't care what you eat. Don't care how it tastes. But you'll just eat anything. Guess what? You can have something that tastes good, and you don't have to cook it. With Factor Meals, you keep them in your freezer. You pop them out. You throw them in the microwave. You eat them. Feels like a home-cooked meal. Feels like you made it yourself. I've thrown it on a plate, and I've lied. I've said, I cooked this. People, believe me. Wild rice, sweet potatoes, chicken. They got everything you need with over 175 banned ingredients. With over 175 banned ingredients, every Factor meal is designed around what supports a healthier lifestyle and nothing that doesn't. Oh, they ban ingredients. Holy shit, I got it. Jesus Christ. I thought they were saying that. Whatever. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes and require no prep and no cleanup. So even on days your schedule is completely out of control, eating well is achievable. Every week you'll find over 100 nutrient-dense menu items to choose from and new options like salmon burgers, that sounds good, shredded pork, collard greens, and more. Collard greens, plus add-ons you'll crave like pumpkin-flavored cheesecake and protein shakes. 97% of users agree that Factor Meals help them live a healthier life so you can feel confident in what you're doing. Something good for you and yourself. Something good for yourself with every meal. I like them. I keep them. I have them. I pull them out. I use them. I eat them, and they keep you full. And sometimes you ever have this thing where you got to do something. Maybe you got to go on stage. Maybe you got to go for a run. Maybe you got to do something. You go, I don't know if I have enough calories. I don't know if I have too many calories. I don't know what I'm doing. This is a balanced meal. You know that. You trust that. Experts made it that way. You can eat it, and you know I did good for my body. Because if you're like me, you can't trust. You go, I don't know what good is. I had a bowl of popcorn for dinner last night. That's not good. But if you throw a Factor meal on top, you go, hey, I had a full meal and a snack. Go to factormeals.com/RIPJORDAN50off. That's Rip Jordan 50 off to get 50% off and one free breakfast item per box for 1 year while supplies last until October 31st, 2026. That's code Rip Jordan 50 off at factormeals.com. RIPJORDAN 50 off at FACTORMEALS.com. See website for more details.
Yeah, the woman in line, I was at Dig In, and she was so sweet. She was like, I feel like you're an actress or something, or a comedian. And I go, I'm a comedian. And she goes, Kevin Hart. And then she's awesome. And then she was so nice, you know.
Yeah.
But it is like, they will, a lot of people just like ask, or what drives me crazy is they look, and then they start looking up their phone. And
oh, yeah.
They do the up and up and up.
Oh, yeah.
And up, you know?
That happened to me in Cape Breton, like on the outside of Nova Scotia.
Oh, wow.
This guy, we were out listening to a band, and this guy was like,
yeah.
And I was like, and he was like, what yeah. are you doing here?
Yeah,
and I was like,
exactly.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, when I was in Clear Lake, that happened all the time because I'm not supposed to be in Clear
right,
Lake.
Right, 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 right.
Kelseyville.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be in Kelseyville.
Yeah.
And so it like they would stop and then look and then you know, and
yeah.
it's just like, hi.
Yeah.
You know, I just say hi and then
it's cool.
But
did big things happen to the guy who won? What's his name?
I think so. I think he's Ron Taylor.
Ron Taylor.
He's great. He's so funny. I think so.
Was he an Austin comic? No, he was a Detroit. What was he?
He started in Detroit, then was in LA for a long time, and now lives in Austin. But I think he's bopping around.
Is it good? Is he doing good?
I think he's doing good. He's selling out shows.
That's great.
He was working at an ice cream shop before, and then he won, and now he no longer has to work at an ice cream shop. So I think the biggest things happened for him. I think Usama is a celebrity now, and I'm doing great. You know, I think that's, and then Reg is doing great. You know, like, I think that's it. And then Olivia's doing great and Winston's doing great. I think that the top eight or six are doing very well.
You and Olivia did the best on the roast.
Thank you.
Really good roast.
I appreciate it. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of the episodes.
There's one episode where they had to put back in the laughter.
Yeah.
Because they didn't put it in, which was really funny to watch. Especially because for you it's fine. But Usama does this thing where when the audience laughs, he laughs.
Yeah.
So it was just literally him with no response saying a joke and then going, ah, really loud. And you're like, oh, he's having a nervous breakdown. My boy's losing it.
Yeah.
And then they put the laughter in back in.
Yeah.
Because the mic must have been off.
The semifinals. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about because people were like, is everyone bombing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
it's like, no, we all actually did very well.
And you all look like you're having such a good time.
Yeah.
So you're like, damn, they like did some acting classes or some shit. This
no.
is crazy.
People brought that up. People in the comments, because the finale was the next night, and they're like, I hope they all do better, or I hope that, you know.
Yeah. It's like, as soon as somebody told me about it and they said Usama was doing the loud laugh, I knew that they didn't mix it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, Usama doesn't do that
no.
unless he's amped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's not a
yeah,
psychopath.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah.
He can read a room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's not just going to manically laugh.
No.
He's laughing because he's excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like, he is like famous now. He's like a celebrity.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I don't. We did another podcast together. We were just walking around, and he got stopped a lot, and it's amazing.
That's so.
In the airport, he's so recognizable.
This dude,
tall,
he has
guy.
Earned it. I mean, that dude. When I started, he was like, I met him, and he was like, "You're good," and I was like, "Thanks." And then he was like, he basically was like, just stick with me. And then we would do 5 mics a night.
Mm-hmm.
I would stop. He'd go on to do another 3.
Yeah.
And crash on somebody's couch and wake up and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just a fucking grind king.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, any time there was like a Tiny Cupboard show where there was like 2 people in the audience, all the comics would drop, but it'd be me and Usama.
Yeah.
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 We are grind kings, the 3 of us.
Yeah. We grind.
I remember being like, Usama and Caitlin, I am grinding, but I'm never going to catch up to them. Like, you still fucking grind. I mean, you're doing multiple 3 clubs a night and shit. I'm not doing that.
I mean, I still feel like it's all going to go away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm so...
But you've always... Yeah. But,
always been that way. It's
yeah.
like a very diminished... Raised poor. You get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're
totally.
Raised poor and you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all going to... This is my dream. I shouldn't say no. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not even supposed to be here. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
totally.
Is my third
We're
career.
Supposed to be working as line cooks.
Yeah. I'm yeah. supposed to be somewhere fucking selling real estate.
I know Soder the other day was like, isn't this crazy? We should just be on smoke break together somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Totally. 100%. I should be a foreman on a construction site.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You should be the angry lady in the truck.
Exactly. Yeah. When we are, wear your hard hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just knock it off, Jeff.
No, it's so, sometimes I go into what's the thing called in the back of a, restaurant? The freezer?
Oh, walk-in.
Sometimes I go into the walk-in to grab a DC, a little Diet Coke,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be like, the smell reminds me of all of my years in walk-ins, and I'm like, this is so crazy that I'm not restocking the limes.
Yes!
I know so well how to cut those limes.
I should be cutting limes right now. I should be being like, hi guys, it's happy hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, I should be schmoozing right now.
It's fucked up, but yeah. I'm very grateful.
I'm so very grateful. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I can't tell anybody in the meet and greet not to touch me. I have to let them touch me because I'm just so.
Well,
thankful.
You're my thing also is being a bitch.
Ah,
like my thing is being like, get off.
Yeah, no, my thing is being nice.
Yeah, 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 totally. Yeah,
so I have to be nice, but also like, the touching is very rare. I even had guys come up to me and apologize. Did I touch you too? You
know? I love that. A lot of and guys. I'm always like, is it okay to touch you?
I didn't even notice. Thank you so much.
I'm waiting for the guy who goes like this. Is it okay to touch you? And I go, yeah, because there's so many guys who ask that, and then they just like grab a full tit or something. Totally. Women just get too excited and they touch the most for sure.
Yeah.
Men like do a closed fist and are scared.
Oh no, I don't get the closed fist. They grab.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would fight the shit out of those dudes. No,
but part of me also loves it. I don't know. I'm
don't say that.
I don't love it. Don't. But I mean, like, I love a waist. This is a very unpopular opinion, and but I love a lower back lead. A man who comes up, if I'm on a date with you and it's going well and you lead me with your hand on my lower back,
it's the best. Yeah, we just all want to be led.
God.
We all want to be told what to do.
I love it. Touch my lower back.
It's
so
nice. But if they're ugly, don't do it. If you're an ugly guy, don't do it.
If you're ugly, do not do it.
Just don't do it if you're ugly. You know if you're ugly.
Yes. Yes. You know if someone's out of your league.
Yeah. Caitlin is out of your league, 100%. Whoever you are.
Not true. She'll never believe it.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah. We'll never ever believe it.
Yeah, we'll never ever believe it. But, you know.
Are you going to date at all?
Yeah. I want to date. I want to be in love and have sex and hold hands. I want all that.
Yeah, we all do.
I know. I want it. So I'm going to go on Bumble and Hinge.
Bumble?
Yeah.
You can't go on Bumble. You're on Raya?
No, I can't get on Raya.
Oh, my God. I've invited you multiple times.
I know. I can't get on. I'm on the wait list. I've been invited by 30 people.
Oh, my God.
I know. I can't get on. I'm not pretty enough, I guess.
No, it's not that.
What is it, then?
I don't know.
I'm in some purgatory with Raya, and that's fine. I think Bumble and Hinge. I was on Field, and a guy was married, and apparently it's littered with the stuff.
Yeah.
Field. And one guy was like, hey, I have the house to myself. I'm really glad we matched. I think you're so hot. And I was like, oh, do you have roommates? And he was like, no, I have a wife and child. And I go, oh, I don't think this is going to work out. And he goes, oh, what are you looking for? And I said, love, LOL. And he goes, yeah, I can't help you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, Field is the dirty, kinky one?
Yeah. Yeah. But I also, like, my field is, like, cuddling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holding hands.
Because they ask you to put in what you're into?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so mine is very much I'm looking for a relationship.
Apparently there's a function of Field where you can send a body part.
Whoa.
And then if you like the body part, you get to see more.
What?
Well, I was on the train with my friend.
Okay.
Who you know. And who's not in comedy. And whatever. And she was like looking at this guy's like knee or something, or his hand and knee. And I was like, what? And she was like, I've matched with his knee. And I was like, pardon? And like, I guess there's a function of Field where you can like, if you like that body part.
Yeah.
You like it and then you can see more. And then it exposes an ugly face in the end.
Yeah, probably.
Scary guy.
There was one guy who was my type. Just my, oh my God, he had tattoos.
A big stupid tool.
Tall, muscular, stylish, Hispanic. Or no, he was Brazilian.
Yeah.
And I was just like, he was like, what is your type? And I was like, you. But then I was getting bombarded with so much weird stuff that I was like, I have to get off this app.
On field. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just, I was like, here's my phone number, use it or not, but I can't be on this app anymore.
Who's on, what was the weird stuff?
The weird stuff, every time I've chatted with a guy, they just want to sext and they want pictures. That's it.
Yeah, you got to get out of there.
Yeah, I got to get out of there. And I got duped by the first guy. the first guy I thought, I was like, oh, we had really good banter. Yay. And then I send him a picture of just me in a bikini, you know, nothing crazy. And then I never heard from him again.
You gotta crop your face out of those.
What's that?
Well, I guess you put them up online. So
I put them up online. Yeah. It was something that I wasn't afraid to post.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm not sending. I think the BMXer was the only one that got some nudes that I was like, maybe I shouldn't. Oops.
Yeah, but
he's so nice.
Yeah, he's nice.
Yeah. I just hope he doesn't lose his phone.
I never send nudes.
Ever. Never?
Not really.
Do you know how to take them?
No. I'll send top up sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's full nip?
Full nip.
Yeah. Full nip and face?
But that's the people I've been with for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have good nipples?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Small? Big?
Small.
Nice.
I think. Smallish. Medium.
Yeah. Well, you know.
They're exactly what you... You've seen my tits.
Huge. I've never seen your tits.
Yeah. For sure.
No.
Yeah. During the... I know you saw my tits at the... I think you said I had nice tits. At the clothing swap at your house.
Oh, yeah.
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 And you've I was about to go on tits. That date.
Yes.
Yes.
I remember that. I
and you made me wear... Attractive shirt.
And how'd it go?
It did work.
Come on.
But then he just wanted to be friends. But the shirt worked for that night.
Yeah? Did you guys hook up?
That was the night that I got microbladed tattoos for my eyebrows. Okay? And I went and got the microblading thing. And the microblader was like, whatever you do, don't do a show tonight. Uh-huh. And I was like, well, I have a date. And she was like, don't do the date.
Really?
And I was like, okay, but after I left, as you know, with tattoos, they look fine.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of the night, that's when they get fucked up.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's fine. So I go on this date. My eyebrows are looking incredible. And then we're hooking up in bed. And I could feel like some pain. And it was dark in his room. And I got up and I went to the bathroom, turned it on. And it was just bloody, thick, black, fucking scabby. And I just was like, hey, I actually forgot I have to do a podcast earlier in the morning and just ran out of his house.
No.
Yeah.
No wonder he just wanted to be friends. He thought you were crazy.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
But he never saw the bloody.
Nope.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but also, you know,
I was going to get a spray tan today, but I didn't do it.
I love a spray tan.
Yeah.
We should get one together. Same.
But then I can't wear this outfit.
Why not?
It gets tan all over it.
Yeah. No, you got to wear something loose. For 5 hours, which is crazy.
Oh, really? It's just five hours. Time. And then you can wear white?
Yeah.
Oh.
You have to wash it off, though. Your spray tan. You have to wash off the spray tan.
Oh, I thought it just like for the extent that you have it.
No.
It's fucked.
When you wash it off, then you can wear whatever you want. And it just slowly fades.
Wow.
Yeah. I love a spray tan. Yeah.
I want to do it.
I think you should. I also have veiny legs. So if I don't get a spray tan, you can see all my veiny legs.
It was you and Steph Tolib that convinced me to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was convinced by Catherine Blanford. She got one.
The female comics are doing it. I have to see how long it's going to take me to get to therapy.
Oh, yeah. In person, Alan?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's going to be upset with me.
Why? What'd you do?
Because I'm just doing the same shit.
I know.
Fucking miserable.
I was supposed to do like 3 entries for my therapist, but I didn't do a single one. She's going to be really disappointed.
But you were gone so long.
I know, and I'm supposed to do them. I'm tired.
Are they journal entries or are they like...
Yeah, they're like...
Fill this out.
They're like...
Gratitude?
Gratitude, 3 things you're grateful for, of venting, your feeling emotions, a distortion, and then the fix.
Okay, let's do it right now.
Okay.
3 things I'm grateful for.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm grateful for our friendship.
I can't steal that one.
Okay. Well, you can say it and we can both feel good.
Okay, I'm grateful for our friendship.
Great.
And I'm very grateful for our friendship.
Please give it to me.
I'm grateful for Chibi.
Yes, that's good.
She's so nice.
That's nice. She's the best.
I'm grateful for my friend today, Dan Janine. I was really in a funk, and he appeared at my house and was like, get outside.
That's good.
And I was very grateful for
that. That's great. That's very nice.
Emotional what? What's the
next
one?
That's very nice. Oh, an emotional. So, like, then you vent, and then you find the negative thought in the venting. So the thing that you said that is negative. You know, like for me, sometimes it's like, I hate my body or something like that.
Okay.
And then I hate my body. I think I'm really fat and my jeans don't fit. So that's a negative thought.
Okay.
I'm a fat gal. And then you write word for word what the negative thought is. And then the rational counter statement, which is I am strong and I take care of myself. you know, you like change it from being like, I'm a fat cow to I have the ability to work out.
Okay. The negative statement is I'm never going to be able to be in a healthy relationship.
Okay.
The positive flip would be
I can control my I can make decisions that help me be in a healthy place.
But I can't.
But you can.
Oh, okay.
You know, you have to say like I can control my own actions.
I can control my own actions.
I can control actions that help me become happy.
I can't though.
But you can.
Oh, okay.
You just don't believe that you can.
Okay, but I can control my own actions that lead me to a healthier place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you're supposed to believe it.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, I'm grateful for our friendship. Uh-huh. I'm grateful that my flight was on time and I was able to get back to New York City. I'm grateful for my apartment. And I'm grateful that all my plants were still alive when I got home.
That's crazy.
I was so nervous.
Did somebody clean them? Did somebody water them?
No. I just watered them up and prayed.
Wow.
And they made it.
Nice.
Good plants, good hardy plants.
Yeah.
And then I always say I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my body and my health. And then the negative thought I had today was I'm bloated and I don't look good and no one's ever gonna love me because I'm fat. I had that thought as soon as I woke up. I bought this shirt. I'm not sure about. I think it's fine.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
Well, when I sit, it's too tight, and so I feel like now I'm
it
just
like. It
doesn't
look
rolling.
Too tight.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
It's great.
Okay. I feel see all my thighs. I got big old thighs.
You have good, perfect body, you
see?
Stupid bitch.
See, this is what. This, then we got to take it. You got to take the negative thought.
Okay. Take the negative
thought. I feel huge and fat, and I hate my body, and it is. I work out and I take care of myself and I can continue to do so.
Great.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, you're not going to be perfect 100% of the day or 100% of the time, you know?
You are perfect 100% of the time.
I am not. And we both know this.
Yes, you are.
No,
you
no,
just
no.
I drank a little.
I got puffy. Yeah. I can't drink. I think I should make a rule where I can't drink 2 days in a row.
I have not eaten in 2 days.
You got to eat, girl.
I'm so hungry and so anxious.
Really?
Oh, my God. You know when, like, I always grew up and I heard my friends talk about, like, I can't eat because I'm anxious. And I was like, bitch, I can eat through death.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when I'm, like, when I'm on the chopping block, when I'm about to get fucking dumped, oh, I can't eat.
You're about to get dumped.
Always.
You think he's going to dump you?
Yeah. Always.
I don't like this.
He's always about to dump me.
I know. I don't like it. Do you know how pretty you are?
Oh, Shane.
It's important that you know this. Like, you're very pretty.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. No, I don't know it at all. I have loose, weird skin.
No, you don't.
And my eyes are always tired.
No, you don't.
But yeah, I mean, right now I'm in a particularly self-loathing place, even though I fucking ripped on that. That tour was fucking awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
So let's focus on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's focus on the fact that you ripped on this tour. Standing ovation, Montreal.
All three.
Let's think about that.
Montreal, Rhode Island, Burlington, and... whatever the other one was.
Yeah, the other one, Portland. But that's great.
Yeah.
That's incredibly hard to do.
Montreal was so sick.
And you sold them out?
I did not sell out Burlington.
Doesn't matter.
100 seats short or something.
Oh, my God.
I also hated Burlington.
Why don't you go ahead and give it to yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, you did great.
Yeah.
Your career is awesome. But that's the thing. You can never have both. You can either have your career or your social life. Having both is...
I know.
That you get that when you're 60.
Well, you can have social life, career, no love, or you can have love, career, no social life. Mm. But you can't have the three.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right now.
But positive thought, yes, you can.
Positive thought, yes, you can. Positive thought, yes, I can if I am willing to devote time to it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be less time devoted to...
the other two.
Self-loathing.
Yeah, we can take the self-loathing out of them.
That'd be nice.
But also, if you're with the right person, they're not going to let you feel self-loathing.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to fill you with...
If I'm with a nice person who doesn't hate me, then I hate them. That's the thing I have to change. I mean, that's like the big thing. It's like being in a relationship with somebody who's like, I love you very much, and not being like, well, how much do you love me now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. See, my thing is like, I want to take care of you. I want to take care of whoever I'm with.
Yeah.
I want to save them, which is bad. I just want to be with someone who can take care of themselves. And then as soon as I say that, I'm flirting with a guy who is a barback.
you know. You're attracted to barbacks, but now your new taste is ripped, and ripped guys are nightmares.
I know, but they're so hot.
I know, but you need somebody who's hates themselves.
No, I don't want anyone who hates themselves.
Somebody who like is like, I hated myself, so now I got ripped.
Yeah.
Not somebody who's like always been a
gym rat. Me.
Yeah.
I need a me.
Yeah.
I need a, we'll never go back.
Yeah. You need somebody who, when you meet them, you're like, wow, you're so jacked. And they go, you should have seen what I used to look like. That's what you need. Yeah. That's the best version.
Yeah. Well, that, I mean, yeah.
Not somebody who's been like, yeah, well, I did sports in college. Yeah. No. No. They've always been hot. They'll destroy you.
Well, I did sports in college, but I never thought I was hot. But that's different for
a girl.
It's
different for genders, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For women, it's just like, I did sports in college, and so I was like, so you're gay?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and you're never hot unless you're a volleyball player.
Right.
They're so hot.
They're so hot. Beautiful, cheeks. Too.
Tall, Amazonian, gorgeous women.
Why is that?
Because they're tall, and everything is just looks leaner, and then they
usually... And it's so hard.
It's so hard. They have to jump so high.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just towering over these people.
Yeah.
And then the amount of power.
Are you in love with Caitlin Cook?
With her?
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The basketball player?
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark. No, I'm not in love. Basketball is fine.
She really did a good thing for the WNBA, though.
She did a great thing. I admire her. Yeah. You know, I admire the work ethic, and she could have been paid a lot more money somewhere else, but she chose to go to the WNBA.
And what could she have been paid to?
It was like a 3-on-3 thing, some private...
Harlem Globetrotters?
Something like that. Not the Harlem, but something like it, you know? And she could have been paid millions of dollars.
My question is, how come the Harlem Globetrotters don't play basketball?
Well, they technically...
But if you had the Harlem Globetrotters versus the fucking Knicks, would the Harlem Globetrotters win?
No!
They know how to do all tricky stuff.
Yeah, but they're all traveling and they're doing like double dribbling and you can't do a backflip on a basketball.
Come on, why not? Harlem Globetrotters versus the Knicks. I want to see it.
They have to bring out trampolines in order to
hold on, time out. Three little guys.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to see that. I want to see them play a real game.
The Harlem Globetrotters?
Versus a real team.
That's not going to happen.
But they can throw from so far away.
It's going to be such a bummer of a game.
Yeah. I want to see it.
Yeah, it's going to be so easy to defend. Just block them when they're on the other side of the court.
Yeah. Use one of their big silly hand puppets to cover their face.
Break their trampoline.
Okay, fine. New idea. Blue Man Group versus Harlem Globetrotters.
Now that I would watch. That'd be fun. Have they ever done a crossover? Because the blue is just going to be...
Yeah. Have they ever done a crossover between those two?
I mean,
that would be incredible.
If it doesn't exist, it should.
It should.
I think we should pitch it.
We'll
be the Harlem commentators.
Oh my God. You got all the black people on the Harlem Globetrotters, and you got the blue men who are basically in blackface. It'd be really good. Blue Man is so sick. I saw it when I was a kid, and I was like, this is the best.
This
I saw
the
Harlem Globetrotters,
the paint?
Too. Yeah, the beats and the sounds and their goofy guys. The Harlem Globetrotters was way better. I was obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a talent. Like the do-do-do. That's the
Oh,
ball.
Yeah. Sorry. Totally.
You know, they spank it.
Yeah, if you do that in front of one of the Knicks players, they're going to be mesmerized.
I bet you could do it.
I have big hands.
You have strong fingers.
Yeah, I got big hands. I used to be able to do it when I played basketball.
Yeah. I bet you could.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I got too many nails.
Your nails are crazy. I love them.
Someone called them dick grippers. I love that.
Dick grippers?
I'm so horny.
Who said that?
I don't know.
A guy?
Dick grippers. I think it was Peter Ravello.
Yeah.
Or maybe his brother, his hot brother.
Are we going to a Yankees game with him?
I can't. I'm in Raleigh.
Fuck.
I wish.
At Goodnights?
Yeah.
Good.
Love Goodnights.
That's great.
Yeah, I can't go to the Yankee game.
That's what you should do right now. You should plug your dates.
Oh.
I gotta go to therapy.
Okay, when is... Well, watch Prosciutto Rose.
This is going to come out in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Oh, perfect timing for Raleigh. Please come to Good Nights, August 13th through 16th. And then, St. Pete's already sold out, so I'm doing the Tampa Funny Bone. We added it Sunday, August 23rd. Come to that. Oh, and I'm doing, actually, if you're Stamford, Connecticut. I'm doing that September 18, 19. But I'm also doing like Tempe Improv for the first time.
Fun.
And the Miami Improv. And I'm nervous that they're not going to sell. So if you're in those areas, please come to those.
Tempe Improv, go see Caitlin. That's a fun club.
That's a fun club.
You can't
club.
Sell it out. Who cares? It's so fucking big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
But it's fine.
But I think they want me, they expect me to sell it
no,
out.
No, they don't.
Which is crazy.
They don't. It's way too big.
It's way too big.
Nobody
right?
sells it out. I got Comedy Works Denver, Spokane, which I think is actually sold out, Portland, Seattle, that's Great Outdoors, Norfolk, Virginia, Northampton, Massachusetts, Kansas City. I'm all over the fucking place.
Yes, she is.
St. Louis. Just go to punchup.live/Jordan Jensen for all my dates and buy tickets. And please, if you are in New York, Beacon Theater, November 12th, if I don't sell it out, I'll die. If I don't, say it with me, if I don't sell it out, I'll die. So please fucking help me out. If you're in New York or your friends in New York, tell them to go.
Yes.
We're doing it. It's a big boy.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing Gramercy Theater.
Oh, Gramercy Theater's the best.
March 20th.
So March 20th.
Go to her show first and then in... save your money and come to my show.
That's fun. Go do it right now. If you're watching this, go do it right now.
Yeah, March 20th. It's I
and
don't
if you're not
know.
In New York, make a little trip to New York. Go to Broadway show.
Come
see
on.
Kayla, see me.
Yes, do it. That's my dream was to sell out Gramercy Theater. So if that sells out, I'll fucking...
You can die.
I can die. Yeah, I always want it. Because you know the walk from Gotham to New York?
Yeah.
And you just walk by it every time and you see all the big names and it says sold out. That's all I want. That's
it's such a good room. It's perfect size.
I've never done it.
It's great. That's where my special. Take me with you.
Yeah.
Prosciutto Rose. Go watch it on YouTube. I love you, Caitlin, so much.
I love you.
I'm grateful for you.
And you're beautiful. You're very pretty.
You're very pretty, too.
You're very, very
you're
pretty.
Most beautiful girl
you're
in
a catch.
World.
And you deserve to be happy.
Thanks. You're a catch. You haven't seen me intimately.
No, those nipples are small.
Yeah.